For Delaware Division of the Arts, State of the Arts Podcast, my name is Terrence Van, and I am joined today by James Ray Rhodes of the Christina Cultural Arts Center, a legendary organization, a wonderful organization that has been a cornerstone in Wilmington for many years now. If you'd like to, you know, introduce yourself, just kind of give a little backstory about, you know, how you got started with Christina Cultural Arts Center.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, first of all, Brother Man, for having me on. I'm the executive director at Christina Cultural Arts Center. I've been in this position for going on 4 years now, but I had previous experience in the after school program, Heart Under the Hoodie, as a academic coordinator. That success was due to, in part, to my spending 3 years in the classroom. I was a certified math teacher, and I just thought it not robbery to come down to help the students get on par in their studies. Previous to that, I spent about a year and a half, 2 years on the facilities committee on the board directors back in 97, 98. Assistant Ray and the others with helping to transform the facilities here. So I have a lengthy history with Christina.
Wow. Yeah, that is going back, you know, and that's awesome to, you know, have that experience going through. And I can just see in your office that, you know, you have so many books and newspaper clippings. And so, you know, that's awesome. That's awesome to see. And so Christina Cultural Arts itself, has such a history in Wilmington, in all different levels of the arts and all different facets of the arts. Could you kind of give, you know, our listeners, just kind of guide them through what happens at Christina Cultural Arts on a day-to-day, some of the classes there. And I know that there's events, you know, that are constantly happening. What is that schedule like, and what have been some of the classes in the past that people have really enjoyed?
Yeah, so we just finished our performance year, culminating with our end of year recital, where we had a 2-day or a 3-day event. The first event was our music students. We had about 17, 18 music students. These students are here at Christina 1 day a week for about 26 weeks, 27 weeks. They take piano, guitar, singing lessons, music theory, trumpet, saxophone lessons, and then they culminate with a recital. And again, they're here 1 day a week in the evenings after they get out of school. Then the second day was our dance recital. We have about 17 different genres of dance, in beginner, intermediate, and advanced. And those students are also here either 1 hour a week for a class, or if they take multiple classes, they're here after school for those classes throughout Monday through Friday. And then the last day was for our drama students. We think drama is very important, and I'll talk a little bit of why later. And these students get to act out. They get to learn the talents that they see on TV, that they see in the movies, that they see all the time. So that culminated on Tuesday, and I think we had 9 performers in the drama recital. Other than that, we have a full-time pre-K program, students 3 to 5 years old. You remember when you were in middle school or high school, you might have gotten a wood shop or art class once a marking period. But these students get it every day for 40 weeks. So 40 weeks, they're learning about the arts. They're learning about music, dance, and drama. And at the 3, 4, and 5-year-old level, we find that it really helps their academics. It really helps them with their attention span, so that when it comes to teaching reading sight letters, they're more attentive now because they've been able to sit and listen to a song and relate a song. And you know, students love to sing when they're young, they love to dance, they love to move around. So the arts is really inspires that. It's award-winning. They don't have the STARS rating anymore in Delaware, but previous to taking the rating away, Christina was a 5-star pre-K. That's the highest designation you can get in the state. And then we have an after-school program for students who come after school who don't take dance lessons. We have a program we attribute to Trayvon Martin called Heart Under the Hoodie. We want folks to know that when you see a student out on the street, that he, she, whoever, they have a heart underneath of them. Under that hoodie, there's a heart. And we emphasize the word art. And all we do is use the arts to teach our students that it's okay to be expressive. It's okay to stand up to a bully. It's okay to not be a follower. It's okay to be a leader. And as a part of their instruction from Monday through Thursday, 3 to 7, they're introduced to the arts to help them deal with the social challenges they have. As an example, we teach them how to shoot cameras. We tell them how cameramen are very important to productions instead of shooting guns. We teach them how to beat on drums instead of each other. So we talk about this violence and this domestic violence going on. You don't have to raise your hand to a woman or a man. You come take that frustration out by learning how to beat on a drum. And we have 12 students who perform in our drum line, and they absolutely love it. And then lastly, we teach them how to act out on stages so they don't have to act out in their classrooms. They don't have to act out in their communities. They don't have to act out in school. So when they want to go protest, we tell them how to do it peacefully, and they don't have to go out and loot and set places on fire or tear buildings apart, because now you know how to act out constructively and how to do it. So we use the arts to be able to help them deal with the social challenges that they have every day. And then to your point earlier, Terrence, we also have performances. We had world-class performers that come here. We have national performers that come here perform on the Clifford Brown Performance Center stage. Our performance center is named after the Wilmington icon, Clifford Brown. And throughout the year, we probably have 7 or 8 different performances. And lastly, we have a intern program where we take interns and put them in creative industries to help with, you know, the economic development, to teach them, again, how to not just get a job, but how to keep a job. Why the importance of showing up, the importance of dressing properly, the importance of being a team player, the importance of working hard and showing work ethic. So we help teach them soft skills so that they, when they get into these placements, that they know how to transition and how to keep a job. So those are most of the programs that we have here at Christina.
Wow. I mean, that's amazing and fascinating to hear, you know, all those different layers, you know, of impact, because it's deeper than the arts. You know, it's really about the community, and, you know, it's such a rich experience, because I know those students are getting a world-class education. And I can speak from experience. My wife is a, you know, a Christina, you know, alumni, and to get that much culture, arts, and you know, just wonderful experience, it means a lot. It means a lot. So that's really cool to hear. So we're talking from pre-K, and now it goes, students can take classes all the way through high school, you're saying, and be able
high school and beyond. For example, in our School of the Arts, I'm 60 years old. I just turned 60, and I take sax lessons.
Congratulations.
You know, everyone knows Miss Ray Avery. She participates in our dance ensemble, the African dance ensemble. Some of our instructors participate in those various classes. So the age is unlimited. I think our oldest student is 67, 68. So, you know, to the point I made earlier, the arts induce that. They induce the exercise. They induce the camaraderie. They induce the cultural aspect of learning how our ancestors and how folks that came before us, how they would go around their villages to celebrate and celebrate dance, through music, through poetry. So the age is unlimited, but the earliest age we take them into preschool is 3.
So 3 to 68, you know.
3 to whatever, brother.
You know,
I'll be proud today when I said I got a 70-year-old here taking the class.
Oh yeah, I hope and even beyond,
because beyond, absolutely.
I think a lot of folks that they're starting to get into the arts you know, later, and there's no limit to when you can paint a painting, or, you know, be able to pick up that saxophone and, you know, just kind of hone in on your craft. So, you know, that's awesome to hear and inspiring for me, right? You know, to know that there's a, you know, it's a long road, you know.
And to your point about the visual arts, because of our expansion, Christina, when we bought this building and we started the preschool, we had to, I ain't gonna say eliminate, we had to put on hold our visual arts program. But we're expanding. We're going to buy a new building. We're going to bring the visual arts program back. We're going to be teaching painting and sketching and all of that. So photography classes, we want to do a a screenwriting class. We want to be able to do a film production class. We want to do everything associated with the arts. We want to design a world-class recording studio so that anybody who has any aspirations can come to Christina and have the full breadth of opportunities to be able to take a part of it.
And congratulations, by the way, on that, you know, on the expansion. And that's important because the visual arts are a great piece, you know, being a Black artist. There's not sometimes as many opportunities out there. So, you know, it's good for students to get in there, learn their craft early. You know what I mean? Learn the craft early. And that really does give you that leg up in the creative field. You know, I tell folks all the time, I am where I am because of my education. You know,
That's right.
there's as many ways as, you know, talent or, you know, luck plays into it. Education has really benefited me in a big way.
And
So
I think that's the single factor. If you was to ask me, I would agree. I think that's the single factor that really keeps us from progressing to the level that we should. Whether it's a formal education in a classroom, talking about African American history, talking about everything associated with being a being on this earth, or whether it's a street education and the knowledge that comes along with knowing what to do, what not to do. When we stop getting educated, I think that really hinders our progress.
I want to take a minute to remind our listeners that you are tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for Delaware State of the Arts. I'm sure the summer is about to kick in. You know, students are finishing up at school. What's happening at Christina Cultural Arts and for the summertime?
Yeah, man. So we don't stop. I just made a post the other day. Our students will be performing on June 23rd at Mount Cuba. We have about six ensembles, a couple artists, a visual artist. I don't know if we have any painters there, but not. But I know we'll have some performing artists, dance ensembles, a couple singers, vocalists, and that's up at Mount Cuba. Our drum line will be performing, I believe, in the parade, the Juneteenth parade. This coming Monday or Saturday, I believe. So we're always being called to be able to perform at a holiday event, a summer event, Memorial Day parades, 4th of July, Independence Day parades. So the students are always looking forward to that. For the first time ever, we will be having a 3-week music and arts intensive, which we call the H. Ray Jones Summer Intensive, where we will be taking 30 students for 3 weeks to learn everything about music theory, reading music, the beginning of arts. We're going to have professional artists come in, talk to them, meet with them, talk about their careers. So for 3 weeks, they'll be getting an introduction or a continuation of their arts education. And of course, during this year, we will also be presenting some artists here at Christina and working on our performance season for the fall.
Wow. Yeah. So it's like a well-oiled machine, you know, it's just rolling. And I'm sure each season, you know, brings some special things, and is a little different. And the summer, I know, is always an active time with the kids and a lot going on. So that's really exciting to hear that the kids are also traveling and doing different things. You know, building their skills as performers. You know,
right.
Professional development also.
That's right. And that's why I think it's important that we, I talk about all the time, is sometimes you got to do things different if you want different results. So we're trying to put together programs now where our students can get out of Wilmington, they can get out of Delaware, they can go visit the big museums in New York, they can go see the Guggenheim and the other places in London and Paris and maybe even in Africa. We want to be able to put together packages where our students can get to explore. And they can see art in a different realm, music in a different realm. But again, to be able to do that, you have to have vision, resources, and that's part of what I'm bringing to this program is getting to do different. I appreciate what Ray has done for this program. Obviously, she's put us in places that we haven't been before. For 28 years, she's sat in the seat. of the 78 years that we've been in existence. And I don't think no one will probably ever sit in this seat for 28 years again, because that's a long time. So what she's done is unheralded. And she really left us in a position to be able to continue to do great things. I always tell folks, I don't try to replace Ray. I don't walk in her shoes. She passed the baton to me. And if you can imagine a track, a foursome, when you pass that baton to the next person, they don't run with you. They just run, let you run and take it to the next phase. And that's what I'm doing, is taking Christina to the next phase of our great history.
Yes. And shout out to Miss Ray. I mean, she is a force, and has a wonderful voice, you know.
Absolutely. Also,
you know, incredible voice, incredible performer, you know, and a wonderful leader. I mean, yeah, just shaped so many people's lives.
Absolutely.
With all those things going on, for folks that aren't familiar, what is the best way to contact? What is the best way to sign up?
Yeah.
To learn more, you know, how can folks, you know, yeah, reach out and get all that information?
Yeah, well, we're open year round. We're here as early as 7:30 to 8 o'clock. Sometimes we have staff members arrive at 9. But you can visit us. We're right downtown in the Arts District, 705 North Market Street. We have been here since 1993. And, you know, again, we're undergoing renovations to the facility, and we're looking to expand our facility. So we're always here to give tours, to talk about the programming. Our telephone number is 302-652-0101, 302-652-0101. And of course, you can get us on our website at www.ccacde.org, www.ccacde.org. And of course, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and of course, that would be facebook.com/ccacde. But again, year round, we're here. Our fall program begins mid-August. So check our website for the course offerings. And we also doing enrollment now for early childhood. So applications are available. We start at 3, 4, or 5 years old. The only requirement is that they have a list of shots and they also are potty trained. But we're looking forward to a great new year. We're looking to expand our classes, looking to offer new classes. And again, as we go through this growth process and this expansion, we'll be looking to add visual art classes as well.
Oh man, that's great. And I hope folks are hearing that. That's a lot to take in. Please look at the website. You know, it's a great website, a lot of information there. If you have kids, you know, you want to get them signed up, I'm sure, you know, I'm sure these classes fill up. And you know, availability can be limited. So, you know, reach out, and get involved. There's a lot of remarkable things happening at the center. And, you know, before we have you leave us here, any last shout outs, you know, anybody out there in the community and in the center itself, students, any shout outs there?
Yeah. So I would like to also add that, you know, 96% of our programs are free. Don't cost a dime.
Wow.
$0.99. Nothing.
Hear that, folks?
Free. The only program we charge is for the School of the Arts. But even with that program, we look at your income and we base what you pay based on your income. So we use a sliding fee scale. Due to a lot of generous supporters, these programs are being able to be made affordable. We want you to be able to engage the arts and not have to worry about paying a utility bill, paying a gas bill, paying for something else. So we take that burden off of you. But I would like to shout out to everyone, including yourself, Brother Terrence, that's out there advocating for the arts. Anybody who knows the importance of arts, all the different collaborative organizations that we work with, the Grand Opera House, the Delaware Art Museum, DCAD, all these organizations, the Delaware Symphony, the Wilmington Children's Choir, all these organizations that are doing great things, phenomenal organizations, dance organizations, Melody Dale, she has a phenomenal group up there, Melodic Movements, and Ashley Davis, Sullivan Davis, so she's doing some great things with Pieces of a Dream. So people always ask, are they your competition? No, they're not our competition. They are very much a part of what we're doing. They're part of our village. They're part of our family. They're part of the arts groups. Anybody that's out there that's doing anything to advocate for the arts, to push us on the same pillar as food, shelter, and clothing, air and water, we think that we need to be up there. So they are not our competition. We embrace them. We partner with them in any realm. So I'd like to shout out to anyone who, again, loves and supports the arts.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's a great way, you know, to bring us home. Arts, the arts are, that's why we're here. That's why we're here right now. That's what we're talking about. And it's been absolutely wonderful to be able to have a discussion with you about the arts. So I will let you get back to your day. Okay. Thank you for your time and enjoy your weekend.
All right, you as well, man. Happy Juneteenth as well.
Oh, and yeah. Happy Juneteenth. Happy Father's Day. Yeah. Anybody listening? Yeah. So, right. Yeah, let's go on for that one. All right. Yep. Have a good one, though.
Delaware State of the Arts is a weekly podcast that presents interviews with arts organizations and leaders who contribute to the cultural vibrancy of communities throughout Delaware. Delaware State of the Arts is provided as a service of the Delaware Division of the Arts in partnership with News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410.